Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. A man has been charged after a suspected hit and run in Sydney's east that left a New Zealand man dead on Sunday morning. The driver allegedly fled the scene on Fletcher Street in Tamarama but was arrested yesterday at Granville Police Station. He faces several charges, including dangerous driving causing death and using a mobile phone while driving. Notorious baby killer Kelly Lane remains in jail after her parole bid was denied. The No Body, No Parole law in New South Wales has played a key role in the decision. Lane, who was convicted of murdering her newborn in 1996, has never revealed the child's whereabouts. A New South Wales police officer accused of a double murder has been fired. Beau Lamar Condon is facing charges for allegedly killing Jesse Baird and Luke Davies in their Paddington home last month. The 28-year-old was off duty at the time, but police say he used his service weapon. And Australia has announced the next phase of the AUKUS plan, and it involves some seriously impressive submarines. BAE Systems will build them in South Australia, while Rolls-Royce gets a $5 billion boost to create the reactors. Facing a looming China threat, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says we cooperate when we can, but also engage in our national interest.
It will be of no surprise. The AUKUS arrangements, I think they'd probably heard of it beforehand. We're progressing. That's important for us. That's about our national interest.
GWS has won just one of its last nine games at Optus Stadium. The Giants take on the Eagles there this Sunday, and coach Adam Kingsley's wanting a far better performance.
It's a beautiful ground to play at, but it's probably one that we haven't done all that well, so we need to rectify that, and really keen to get over there and try and fix that.
While West Coast has sent Andrew Gaff and Alex Witherden back to the Waffle, Harry Barnett comes into the team. And Essendon's Darcy Parrish will spend another week out of action after pulling up sore from a training session on Wednesday. The Bombers take on Sydney tomorrow.